This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, no. Trump's going soft. Down to just 80% tariffs on China. Down from 145. Lee, it doesn't matter if it's 145 or 80. That's mm-hmm. the thing. It doesn't. Either way, you're plumb out of luck.
Yeah.
In fact, the plan going back to his first presidency was always 50% tariffs on China. When he jacked him to 145, I knew what he was doing. He was giving himself some room to play. Well, you know, if they talk to us in Switzerland, maybe we'll cut him a little deal. How about 80%? When his real number all the time, always, was 50.
Yeah.
And Steve Bannon, who he fell out with, but now has a podcast, was an advisor of his in the first term, had a podcast on that about a week ago. And he said, listen, we always were doing 50. 50 was always the number that we planned for China, for doing all of this. Then we're going to do a lot of the tariff stuff in the second. In the second term, but he said, yeah, it's always 50. He's like, so, you know, I don't care what he'll pick something. He'll go up and down to make it look like he's being, you know, magnanimous or whatever.
Yeah. You're talking about the man who literally wrote the book, The Art of the Deal.
Right. Yeah. So, he's calling on China to open up its markets to the USA and pressuring China so he can make a deal with them like he did, the UK. But I'm here to tell you, if you watch what Bessent and Trump were saying earlier this week, they're like, About the, you know, maybe meeting on the sidelines in Switzerland with the Chinese. They're like, well, we're not in any hurry. We're not, maybe 80. And maybe we'll negotiate down to that. Well, guess what? That's not going to open those Chinese factories back up. It's not. And I'm telling you what he's doing, and I don't know if he'll succeed. What he's doing is he's playing games deliberately with Wall Street. And he's playing games with the media who are trying to crash the economy, trying to get us into a recession, trying to build the votes in the Senate to take the tariff authority away from him. And this is now a game of chicken. How far can he go? How many of these factories can he shut down? He wants to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. It's the only way forward. Because I'll tell you what, it's going to be just like Iran. The second the Democrats get back in, it doesn't matter what trade deal Trump cuts, Lee. It doesn't matter. They are not going to enforce it. I mean, the deal that Trump cut last time wasn't enforced by Biden trade officials. They just ignored it. Wow, that's what Biden got paid $30 million for. I'll just pay off the next Democrat. Deep state won't investigate. We'll be right back where we were. The only way forward is to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. And that's going to take mass chaos. Chaos on this order.
JP Morgan is projecting that they expect a 75 to 80% drop in imports from China this year because of these higher tariffs.
Yeah, there's no question who's holding the cards here.
Yeah. It's Trump. It's us. Yeah. It's totally the case. Hey, speaking of holding cards, you know, I love irony. It's one of my favorite things in life. Letitia James under FBI investigation by Donald Trump.
Oh, but this is retribution, Tara.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you seen those interviews? I'm not going to play the audio again, where even the liberal, like, you know, media is asking her, well, but these are fake charges, right? I mean, there's nothing to them. Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This whole mortgage thing did not come about because of Trump. Trump had nothing to do with it. There's a guy in New York who's from Syria, ironically, and his brother is something of a shyster. And he ended up getting indicted, the brother did, and all of this. Well, this guy started digging into financial crimes because of his brother getting indicted, but he's very famous in New York. And he likes to go after politicians of both parties. And once she started prosecuting Trump, he started looking into her. And he's something of a financial whiz in terms of just being able to ferret out, you know, abuse. He was the one who it had nothing to do with Trump. Trump did not come up with this. And then that guy started posting about it. It just took on a life of its own. And you know, mortgage fraud is very easy to prove relative to other financial crimes. It's not hard. You know, I mean, when you signed so that your daddy signed as your you know, spouse so that you could get a VA loan when you didn't serve. Not hard.
Yeah.
You know, you either served or you didn't. And she didn't. She did not haul her fat rear end down to, you know, boot camp. That can be verified very easily. So do you see what they're doing now in New York? $10 million Tish James fund to defend her.
Yeah.
Now that's ridiculous. Now look, if he was suing her for something she did in office, okay. This is her personal financial fraud.
Yeah.
And the taxpayer's going to pay?
Well, wasn't there the whole thing about her claiming that a place in Virginia was her primary residence?
Yes.
Which, as in her position in New York State, she had to be a resident of New York in order to hold office.
Actually signed paperwork verifying that her primary residence was in New York.
I mean, that is fraud, period. End of story. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah. You don't get to do it because you're Democrat. You don't get to do it because you're Black. Sorry. So the Trump FBI is after her now, and she's screaming and yelling, but she's in trouble. But they're going to use this as further evidence that Donald Trump is a dictator. And he goes after his enemies, and he's very dangerous. That'll be what they'll tell him.
And yet she is the one, on video, numerous times, screaming at the top of her lungs about how she is running to get Donald Trump.
Yes, and bragging that she was going to find something.
Yes.
In other words, she didn't have it. Yeah, there was no unresolved crime that, wow, if we just get Trump, then we can get him on this crime. Right. You know, he's getting away. There's nothing like that.
Yeah.
But somehow he's the dictator. It's ridiculous. But they'll use it. They will tell their sheeple. They'll be all over it. By the way, Tim Walz went on Jen Psaki's show.
Oh, really?
On MSNBC, yes. And said
that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to play that coming up. Said that that Trump was a dictator, and any moment now he's going to break out the military uniform and go walking around in that. Well, I see you're laughing, and if he was joking, you're like, no, he was serious. They believed this.
So next, I guess he's going to break out the saber and maybe hold a rifle and fire a shot like Saddam Hussein did.
Probably.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, he's got that military parade he's trying to do, Tara.
Oh, he mentioned the military parade. Oh,
of course, because, you know, we just can't have U.S. military showing what it's got out in front of the American public. Just, no, we can't have that.
Well, look, if Putin gets one, we get one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Yeah. And if she gets one, we get one, too. So I don't know that she can afford a military parade at this point. Because they are leveraged to the hilt. I mean, we're like at 100% of GDP with debt, a little over, like it's like 106, 107. They're at 300. That we know of. It's probably more. That's just what they publicly admit to. So that's a mess. Speaking of debt, I'm going to break down this whole Pope situation. It is actually very interesting coming up next. And how a lot of people were tweeting yesterday, including me, that the choice of the Pope was a direct response to Donald Trump in American politics. It was, but not in the way people think. It was as most things in life are, it was about money and the fact that the Catholic Church is going broke, which I happen to think is a good thing because I think it's going to straighten them out. And those cardinals, bottom line, know they need somebody who's going to get American Catholics to open their wallets again. And Francis made huge mistakes that could really cause some problems. I'll explain the whole thing coming up next on the show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay, so here's what's going on. First American Pope. This is so cool. I guess it's cool. But what's going on? A lot of folks who are not Catholic or, you know, not really steeped in, you know, sort of where the church has been and the problems it's had in recent years, saying, this is a response to Trump. It is, but not in the way people think. Let me explain to you what's going on here. Just kind of some background here. If you just, as a longtime Pope watcher and Catholic myself and been inside the church most of my life, this is what's going on. Pope Francis was primarily, I think his primary doctrine was Marxism. I think his primary goal was to drive traditional Catholics out of the church. And the biggest betrayal of the Francis era, and there were so many, but the biggest betrayal of the Francis era was when the FBI spied on us. It turns out at the direction of the Biden administration, we learned that this week from Tulsi Gabbard declassifying that program. He never condemned it, never addressed it. They had infiltrated Catholic churches in two jurisdictions to go after traditional Catholics. My gosh. He never said a thing. Because he hates us. And we knew it. We knew he did. Hates right-wingers, yes, but also traditional Catholics. Was fine with the FBI rooting them out and persecuting them. That was only the beginning of it. Why? Where did that come from? It came from his rage. And his rage was this. You got to realize when Trump first ran against Hillary, the Catholic vote was actually pretty decisive in elections. And it would flip back and forth. It really would. It, 50-50 coin toss. You get 2% on one side. It was a big deal. He told Americans not to vote for Trump. He did. He did not support Trump. Not to do it. We did it anyway. And that filled him with rage. And I went downhill from there. And I know, because I send a lot of these articles to my dad, almost every week there was a political barb from Francis directed either subtly or not so subtly against American Catholics. Political, not religious. It's like he was doing stuff to piss us off. Because he never could deal with his rage at the fact that we ignored him and chose, the way he would see it, Trump over him. Well, fast forward, last few years, even though Biden was the president, the Pope has become such persona non grata inside the church, he has almost no influence. He's very rarely ever mentioned. Yeah, his photo hangs there because they got to put it up. Almost never mentioned. Almost never acknowledged that he is the Pope. Yeah, they still have power of appointments and things like that. But for all practical purposes, the American church might as well be in Siberia. Now, during that time, because of Francis's rage that he could not get the church to adopt his Marxist views, which I would argue watching him are more important to him than his religious views, he was not a good man. It is what it is. And I think he was embarrassed. I think that he wanted to be a globalist power player and he couldn't even get bring his own church to heel. Well, the problem with all of those efforts and all of that hate, because it was hateful at times, was that the donations dried up. I've been saying this for years and many other people, it turns out, were doing the same thing. If I'm going to write a check to Catholic Church, I want to know, is even 1% of this going to the Vatican? Okay, you know what? Then I'm not sending it. You hate me? I don't care. You're not living in luxury. I mean, he, to be fair, did not live in luxury. He really did live a life of poverty. Chose to not live in the residence that he could have. So, you know, one thing he got right. But Francis really was divorced from the church. And very quickly, they tilted into debt and a lot of it. They are deep in the red. $64 million, I think, for the most recent year that figures are available. They've had to sell off assets. Because American Catholics are like, fine, screw you. Bye-bye. Not donating. And I'm one of them. And the other problem you have is you're always worried because when you donate money, it gets siphoned. Some of it, a lot of it, not illegally or anything, just, you know, a portion of the donation will go to help the poor. Well, what's the poor? Well, that'd be illegal immigrants down in Mexico. They're helping them break the law. Oh, the Catholic charitable groups. Yeah, I'm not writing you a check. Sorry, I'm done. Where'd that come from? Trump? Or at least that's how Francis saw it, and his rage only grew. So he has financially gutted the Catholic Church. And it's a problem. I think it's a great problem. The church is too wealthy anyway. Vatican is way, way too ostentatious. It's not truly what it should be. So those cardinals, unlike most people in the public, are intimately familiar with the problem. And the problem is that Americans won't give. And that is why they chose the first American Pope. Now, there were three other people they could have chosen who would have been even wilder-eyed, more radical Marxists than Francis. And they had some support. And we were hearing going into the vote that the conservative cardinals, that's more conservative traditional than it is conservative Republican, were not very well organized last time when Francis ran, and they're more organized now. And so this is a compromise candidate aimed at, yes, you're still going to hear him push some of the open border stuff that they do because most of the people coming over that border are Catholic, but expect him to be more subdued. I think that's what he was chosen for, because if he's not, he's going to have a massive financial problem on his hands. And that's what's going on right now. So yes, it was a response to Trump in that Trump has thoroughly thumped the Pope. And I had to tell you where the Catholic Church is headed. If he does not adopt that face of moderation, I mean, it's going to be like the Orthodox Church, which is basically the Catholic Church. I mean, it is almost identical, the Orthodox Church. The Orthodox Church just sort of slipped away. And yet Orthodox Church recognizes the Catholic sacraments. The Catholic Church recognizes the Orthodox sacraments. It just really was, you know, during the era that happened, it was more of a thing of distance. The two churches became isolated and separate. It was never really an official lapse of, you know, leaving of that branch. That's happening in America. The American Catholic Church is slipping away from the Vatican. Again, and having grown up in it and really close to, I mean, I can remember John Paul being larger than life. To me, The power player team was Reagan and John Paul. I was a kid, I was little, but I just remember them looming larger than life and being forces like fighters, like superheroes for good. And everything John Paul did was in church, and it was mentioned in homilies, and it was this Pope is persona non grata. Again, I forget that he's the Pope. It's easy to do. No one mentions him. And I know why. They do not want that week's donations going down. They don't want a lot of calls to the office. That's why they picked an American. It's all about money. And the Cardinals see it up close. They see the financial struggles, and they see the disaster that Francis was economically and the mess he left the church in. So I hope Pope Leo is good with a calculator, because he's going to have to find ways to raise money. And if I were him, yes, he has criticized Vance and Trump in going all the way back to 2015 and then in recent weeks, because he, you know, I guess wants open borders or something. Don't agree with him on that. But I wouldn't be surprised if, yes, he gives a nod to that, but he very much keeps that on the down low because he needs the money, bottom line. You know what's interesting about him, though, and this is going to be interesting to watch. You know he's in Chicago because he comes from Chicago. He's a registered Republican, and not like one time. I mean, this goes back years and years and years. And when he is in Chicago, he had a very long history of voting in Republican primaries and marching at pro-life events. Look, if you're a priest, bishop, cardinal, you've got in the Catholic Church, you're just not going to make it if you're not pro-life. You're not going to advance. And some who I don't think really believe it are still on the record as being pro-life. But this is a guy who was marching with right-wing activists in Chicago, where that's hard to do. So I think, by the way, he's also spoken out against same-sex couples, same-sex marriage, and the like. So I have hope right now that he will tone it the heck down and maybe do what he's supposed to do, which is to focus on God. Crazy idea, Jesus Christ, like, you know, Holy Spirit, those guys, which is where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. So was thrilled to see, by the way, the three hardcore Marxists get defeated, because that was going to be a problem. And there you go. So I think that's what happened. I think it was about money, not about acknowledging me. It shocked everyone that there was an American Pope. And I think that's ultimately what did it. Text writes, "Hey, Tara, Pope John Paul II was one of two people I wanted to meet in my lifetime. This man was a true man of God." Folks, what Francis was doing with China was horrific as well. I mean, the Chinese government openly announcing that you have to have loyalty to this has happened, the persecution of just the past couple of months. Your first loyalty should be to the party and not to God. I should have made more of that at the time, because look, this is the left telling you who they are. This is communists telling you who they are. Demanding publicly your loyalty must be to the party over God. That is the Democrat Party in a nutshell. Party comes before all else in life, before your family, before God, before anything. And Francis was so in bed with the Chinese Communist Party, he barely flinched. Same thing as when Biden, you know, and the FBI infiltrated the church. And by the way, when you go after traditional Catholics, you're going after the most deeply religious people around. I mean, they are one percenters. And that's who they persecute. It was practically demonic, if you ask me, but whatever. But that's what's going on. And we'll see if this Pope is smart enough to shut up, focus on God, and get people to open their wallets again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
New bump tunes. Okay, Brad Morello is a former reporter for Fox News, investigative reporter for them. Didn't want to take the vax. They had a vaccine mandate at Fox. She left rather than take the vaccine. I think her best work has been ever since then. And she's pursuing what happened to the now 300,000 missing illegal immigrant children who showed up at the border, some as young as 6 months. All the way up to the age of 17, almost 18 years old, and where they went. We know that these children disappeared. We know that they were sex trafficked. We know they were used as sex slaves, and some of them, we don't know where they are. That's from the New York Times, 2 years into the Biden administration. Their number was 80,000 at the time. Now the number has grown to 300,000. Tom Homan and Donald Trump have promised to find those kids. Where are they? Well, new story out by Brianna Morello. When the Department of Homeland Security, when the administrations were switching hands, doing the handoff, asked the Biden administration officials, we need the addresses for the 300,000. We're going to go try to track them down. The Biden administration gave the Trump administration fake, largely fake addresses. Non-existent. What the heck is going on?
So what DHS and HSI is dealing with right now is they've been given fraudulent addresses, and it's in regards to where those children were going to be sent to when they did some digging and tried to check up on these kids. Well, in a lot of cases, these addresses didn't even exist. There's no houses there. It was something simple that the Biden administration could have looked into, but they decided not to. And I'm also told by my sources that a lot of these sponsors were poorly vetted by the Biden regime. We knew what was happening for a very long time right now, and that was the Biden administration was participating in one of the biggest human trafficking scandals. It's going to be a black eye in American history, and it's very, very unfortunate, of course. But again, none of these people are going to be held accountable. You know, but there's very little being done on all of this. And it's absolutely heartbreaking because we don't know where these kids are. But a lot of experts believe that these kids are either being sex trafficked or they're being used for slave labor. It's absolutely heartbreaking because there's a lot of great people over at HSI and they really want to help find these children. But unfortunately, they don't have the material to do just that because they were intentionally given false information.
What? Folks, there is something massive here. You want to know why the swamp is insisting Ed Martin not be the prosecutor of the swamp. Well, there you go. Can't have a non-corrupt individual overseeing the swamp. They set out, by the way, to initially find 100,000 of these kids, try to rescue them from whatever hell they're in. Almost all the addresses were fake. They have so far been able to find 5%. And that's incredible that they found and liberated 5,000 kids. Still, this is outrageous. Brianna Morello, former investigative reporter for Fox, now out on her own, continue. This is an interview she did on War Room.
I have to say that this was intentional at this point, because when you look back at who came forward to report this years ago, it's people like DHS whistleblower Aaron Stevenson, who said that he was well aware, and DHS was well aware under the Biden administration, that these children were being shuffled off to likely the cartels and they were being trafficked here. And he tried his very best to come out and speak out on this issue, but the mainstream media never covered it. And all of his efforts really kind of just fell. Nobody wanted to pick up the pieces and help him out. I know there was a couple of members in the GOP who did actively sound interested in this, but nobody did anything. This was all preventable. So we could sit here and say that, yes, maybe this was incompetency, but that's letting them off easy. I believe this was intentional. There's no way they didn't understand what was going on. They had several instances where they could have just shut this all down, and they chose not to. I'll give you another example. As many of you guys at home are well aware, during President Trump's first term, he was conducting DNA testing, and he was trying to test the DNA of these migrant children to make sure, as they were coming over as family units, that they actually did belong with the adults who were bringing them in. Now, unfortunately, Joe Biden decided to stop all of that, and he put an end to it. And so what happened as a result of that? Well, how many children were passed off to people that weren't their family members? How many children were shuffled into this country with fake family units, and they weren't family units at all? These kids needed our assistance. So yes, at some point we have to be honest and say that Joe Biden intentionally set these kids up. Now, obviously, you and I both know he wasn't running the White House at the time. So it's the people behind him who are really involved in this. But I think it's one of the many reasons why they're going so aggressively hard on people like Ed Martin, who's been nominated for the U.S. attorney for D.C. They don't want you to figure out how deep this swamp goes and to see who is really calling the shots behind all of this. And people like Ed Martin are the individuals who will get us to that point where we find out these answers.
Now, just a quick reminder of how this went. When the New York Times broke the story about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, the children were missing. Some of them were being sex trafficked. Some of them were being used as slaves on factory floors. The cartel owned them. Cartel was coming directly to the Health and Human Services Center, picking them up. Same cartel members week after week. They knew what was going on. In fact, a whistleblower later testified before Congress, a woman, and said, listen, these people are showing up saying, hey, I'm the dad. I mean, she's 16, he's 24, and he's been here. He was here last week. He's MS-13. And they just handed him over. Democrats don't care. So remember that all broke in the New York Times. Everybody thought, well, they'll investigate. Not only did they not investigate, they discontinued the DNA testing just 2 months later. In other words, the last hope those kids had of being rescued, that when they would show up at the border, you could tell, wait, this three-year-old and that guy aren't related. Something's going on here. That was her last chance to be saved. And they disconnected it. Didn't want that to happen. My theory is that they didn't want a record of the crimes, and that's why they disconnected the DNA testing. Could be something worse, though. Could be something worse. You just don't know with Democrats. But that's not the craziest part of this. No, I'll have that next from Brianna Morello. Folks, by the way, before I get to Brianna Morello, real quick, do you hear what Tim Walz is saying? You know, vice presidential candidate ran with Kamala Harris. If you run into your liberal friends and family and neighbors, you might wonder why they're so deranged. This is what they're hearing as news. This is from MSNBC.
He will eventually try and incarcerate political opponents. Look, we're going to have a military parade for him. I was only half tongue in cheek saying this guy will be in a military uniform before long. He is fully headed towards authoritarianism. It is fully about the corruption about those who are around him. And we're still trying to function out here in the states and as governors in a way that I'm negotiating in good faith with Republican legislators here. But it feels a little bit, you know, of bailing the Titanic with a thimble in terms of we're trying to make sure that our children eat, our schools are funded, mm-hmm. our roads are built. And I hear nothing from them other than destruction.
Yeah, no. So when he's talking, when you understand, when they're talking dictator, they mean he's a dictator for removing their illegal immigrant friends who they let in here with no due process. That's who he's talking about. And they're terrorist friends from the campuses who are also not Americans and should never have been allowed to have visas. He's not talking about how he treats Americans. You got to understand, dictatorship is when Trump actually applies laws to Democrats that heretofore they've been able to break. That's what he means. But there, people don't understand any of that. All right. Speaking of actual laws, folks, do you remember AOC with her hands up on that fence crying? those crocodile tears. And it would turn out later she was pretending that she was crying because kids were being, illegal immigrant kids were being separated from their illegal immigrant parents, who were actually just MS-13 members, sex trafficking them, but she didn't care about that. Then it turned out actually there were no kids. It was an empty parking lot with some buildings, and it was all fake. Where is she now? 300,000 illegal immigrant children are legit gone. Even her own beloved New York Times says 80,000 of them were lost by Biden. Many sex trafficked, worked as slaves. Where is she? Is there no fence she could cry on? No, she don't care. She's a Democrat. It's who she is. You know, looking back on what Brianna Morello is saying now, remember how they screamed about Trump putting them in cages? Well, why were they in the cages? Democrats never wanted to talk about that. Because the kids go in one cage, the adults in the other. Why? Because we DNA test them as soon as we get them, and we have to separate them because we don't know if the guys you're with is your sex abuser, your pimp, the guy who kidnapped you in Guatemala and wants to sell your organs, or your uncle who's trying to reunite you with your dad. We don't know. They really, really, really didn't want those kids separated from their sex traffickers, did they? At the time, it looked like they were just trying to embarrass Trump, but now it almost looks a little more pernicious, especially when you learn those kids are being sex trafficked, kidnapped, used as slaves, and you discontinue the DNA testing so as to assist the cartels. Yeah, I know. Where might those kids have gone? Brianna Morello has not confirmed this, but on her show, she's been interviewing people who have an idea, and it might be worse than we think.
But all of them just love to sit here and pretend like President Trump was separating families at the time, and it was very convenient. But how many families were separated under Joe Biden when children were potentially kidnapped from their parents and taken to the border because, well, these human smugglers wanted to sex traffic them into the United States? That's a legitimate question that we should all be asking, because I have a feeling that the numbers are going to be absolutely massive. Now, I'm deeply, deeply concerned that we're not going to be able to find at least half of these children at this point because, you know, this is a cover-up scheme, and so many people are involved in this. And I know it's a very uncomfortable topic for so many, but, you know, these children, I've got a lot of questions for. You know, there's a lot of experts who believe that organ harvesting is real and it's happening amongst children. I've had experts on my program who've detailed just that and how these kids are taken from their parents in South America and brought to Mexico and their organs are harvested. So one must wonder if that was also taking place here in the United States. You know, my sources tell me that the organ harvesting angle of all of this, that the United States is one of the biggest consumers of those organs. So again, if they could shuffle these children into our country and do just that, I'm deeply concerned that it took place and we're never going to be able to find these children again. It's just heartbreaking because, again, why were so many people silent on this issue, Natalie? We heard time and time again people coming forward and trying their very best to call attention to this.
Great questions. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.